courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
You're ready.
Girls run the world. Girls who run the world. Girls who run the world.
I don't know. Poor Glenn and I. Whoops, I think he might have got cut off. Never left to have him call back in. But good morning to the chamber people. And we have Janae with us and of course, Rayanne as well. We're not sure what Rayanne's going to talk. We always give her a microphone. But
yeah, I'm here.
You're there. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get our hookup here again and see what we've got. You have a special guest, is that correct?
Yes.
You go ahead and introduce him. He's there.
Okay. Yeah, we have Glenn with Nuvera, and they are our May Business Spotlight.
All right. Good morning, Glenn. How are we doing?
Doing well yourself?
Doing great. Sorry about getting you cut off there right during the great promo, but it's
reconnected quickly.
Yeah, there you go. It's chamber time. And you go ahead and introduce what you represent with Nuvera Communications.
Sure. I'm Nuvera Communications President and CEO, and we've been serving Litchfield. We're a 115-year-old company, but more importantly, I think to this group, we've been serving Litchfield for about a fourth decade now.
Cool.
That's to be a part of the community and continuing to invest in the community.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't take much to look around and know that you've invested in the community and you're going to be here for a long time to come.
Yeah, we are going to be there for a long time to come. I don't know the exact year that we started working in Litchfield all these years ago, but it was in the 1990s. So we've been there quite a while, and most recently we made a decision to upgrade all of our facilities to replace, if you will, 100-year-old telephony technology, twisted copper pair with modern fiber across all of the areas that we serve, and then all start introducing new communities. So we've been busy doing that work across southern Minnesota. We're one of the more prolific fiber constructors in southern Minnesota, and we just earlier this year really largely completed the work that we were doing in Litchfield, but there's more work to be done, connecting customers, of course, continuing to connect customers and other surrounding communities in some of the rural areas around Litchfield as well.
So you are really involved in many, many, many communities, probably far more than it used to be with, what did we call it, Hutchtel at one point in time?
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, we're in about 24 communities. We just recently added Dassel to one of those communities. So that's near, of course, to Litchfield.
Right.
We've built in Cedar Mills, a little further away, Hector. Of course, we serve Hutchinson, and we're continuing to add new communities every year because there's quite a bit of need out there for high-quality broadband connection to the outside world.
And boy, what a world that is, the communication and technology. Has that changed over the years? And yet, you guys really are even looking to the future for when more is needed. You're going to be right there with the service people need.
Yeah, we think we're building for the next 2 to 3 decades with technology that we're putting in place now. And burying it in the ground, if you will, so that it's sustainable or has a longevity to it. We, from time to time, replace electronics to get that next level of connectivity. Mm-hmm. But the basics of the infrastructure that we're building, we believe to be a 2 to 3 decade infrastructure. And we do appreciate the community's patience as we do that work. We have all watched construction, road construction, bridge construction, broadband construction in it. And it does have a disruptive nature to it, but I can assure you it's a multi-decade investment that we've made in the community.
Okay, and I have a really odd question for you, but I will tell you why in just a moment. I want to find out, do you have children?
I do, 2.
All right, and what are their ages, just out of curiosity?
They're 29 and 25.
Now imagine when put them about 20 years down the road, and then I'll ask you this question. What do you see for the future of Hook It at the back of your TV cable?
You know, I don't. There's quite a bit of evidence that, well, my kids don't watch TV. You
know, so see?
I have a, you know, like many families, a nice, you know, 70, 75-inch screen in the living room, and it very seldom is on. They watch their handheld or an iPad at most. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the future for that generation is currently looks like TV. It looks like some other type of mobile screen, and it looks like streaming services more so than video, the linear TV, the traditional TV cable connection that we have long thought of. But that is a more, there's a lot more to that question, I think, in that that's a multi-decade transition. And I think that's one thing we've learned, especially with fibers. We are getting a whole new set of customers who have really been wanting for that type of connection and connectivity and that capability.
Exactly.
But there's a large number of people who are satisfied today, and we've worked really hard to try and find that balance so that we serve all of the constituents, not just some of them. But your question's a good one. The future is very different for our children.
Yeah, and which is what you have to prepare for. That's great. You have a nice staff here right in Litchfield and at the east edge of town, don't you?
We do. We keep staffs in all of our significant cities around southern Minnesota. We really believe in the local support model. Mm-hmm. We like our constituents to know our technicians. They're there in town. We have a local office if you choose to, you can walk into. We're also a company where you can call us, and I apologize if it takes a few minutes for us to make the connection, but we will have a human being speaking with you. So we believe in that high-touch model and that local model. It's important to us, and we continue to invest in that. And as some of our peers over time have looked to reduce that amount of, if you will, infrastructure or overhead, we've rejected that, including when we came back from COVID opening offices. Although we were open through much of COVID, we had some limitations. We, instead of closing offices, we have increased the numbers of offices that we've maintained around southern Minnesota.
Right. And as individual listeners listening in, of course, they're, you know, they think of their home setup. But the last question I want to pose to you or have you talk about is the fact that you do provide a lot of services way beyond that for things like our school systems, things like our cities. There is a massive amount of service that you provide out there that's not just in the individual homes.
Yeah, that's correct. We pass residences with fiber, but we also pass businesses. And so there's about 4,500 total residences and businesses that we pass with fiber in the greater Litchfield area, if you will, right now. About, I'd say 350 to 400 of those are actually businesses, schools, and libraries, and hospitals, and all the really important baseline service providers in a community. And we're proud to serve those to their needs. And so that's right. So the work that we do is important, not just at a residential level, but also at a community level from a services perspective.
All right. Well, great, Glenn. Anything else you'd like to add as we wrap up?
I appreciate the time and appreciate Litchfield's continued support of Nuvera, and glad to have made the investment, $10 million or so in the last couple of years in Litchfield. And rest assured, much of the main construction is complete, and the work we're doing now is to connect customers to that new network.
All right. And I'm sure if they're wanting to get a hold of you and Nuvera Communications, there's online presence and other ways to get a hold of you.
Yeah, there's a very robust online presence at nuvera.net. You can check the availability online. You can schedule a technician online to come out to your home or business, or you can find any number of reach different contact methodologies through the website to get a hold of us. And as I mentioned, if you call in, we'll have a person talk to you live.
Well, that's great. All right, Glenn, well, thanks for joining us this morning on Chamber Chat.
Thank you so much for having me.
There you go. There is Glenn Zerbe, I believe I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. From New Era. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, and you know, there's always the option to go in person. They're right off of Highway 12, right, right next to the Eagles, and great customer service from speaking from a business and a personal standpoint. I've always had great communication. So.
Right. All right. Well, very good. Now we got to get, I'm sure you got some updates you want. There's some things going on.
Yeah.
From the chamber. So go ahead.
Yeah, always. So we have coming up, well, this is, I guess, Litchfield Visitors Bureau. June 11th is going to be the Parade of Bands. We've got food trucks lined up. So, and they're going to start as early as lunch. So you can get lunch and dinner there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that'd be great.
10 or 11 food trucks. So you can't, I mean, if you can't find something, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of options.
Yeah. I got to have my hamburger and my mini donuts, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure that'll be covered.
It probably will be.
Yeah. So we have that coming up, and then we've got our big golf scramble lined up at the end of June. So we're taking team registrations for that.
I suppose. Yeah. We're well into May by now.
I know. Yeah. It's going to kick into gear here pretty quick. So.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else we should add?
No.
Ryan, anything you want to add this morning?
Yeah.
It is one thing I have to just ask both of you, because you either have one or are one or whatever. What's Mother's Day going to look like for you?
Ooh. Well, I am doing the citywide garage sale with my mom.
Oh.
So we will have a sale. So Pleasant View Lane.
Oh.
If you want some of
that, you are sneaking that in there. Pleasant View Lane. How about you, Marianne?
You know, there's the mother-in-laws, there's your own mother. You make your rounds.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll get a hanging basket like every year, which is beautiful.
Don't get me wrong.
So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good enough. Well, great. Well, thanks, Gels, for coming in. And again, we're going to celebrate you leaving by doing your song.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
You
and
ready?
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and make a wild guess that this is probably the first time Beyonce's ever been played on KLFE radio.
I had to, when I heard you wanted that, I had to make sure I cut just the right stuff out of there and leave the right stuff in there, if
great.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming in. This has been Chamber Chat.
See off the Chamber of Commerce.